You can stay in your delusion. You can stay in your crib. You can stay in your feedback. You can stay beyond your welcome. Find the alligator. Go out front with the machine gun. Tell everyone how nice they are. I don't know. When I asked you, everything was fine. When I asked you, all was divine.
Irrational, repetitious.
You're deluded. You're deluded. I would like to know what went wrong back then. Why do they all stare? You made me into a pariah because I wouldn't lie. You made your little bitch, huh? You made me a liar because you all lied.
Shotguns are out.
And now I'm not going to listen. Not anymore. I made you into a scarecrow. You tamed the alligator with your machine gun. All the lilies of the field were dead, 'cause
you're out.
Lies. Well, how do you like your America? Yeah, see the it's hard for me to really believe anything I'm seeing now. It's beyond my really any frame of reference that I might have had. I make these kind of shallow statements like America is the dumbest nation on earth and things like that, and You know, so far I've never really had to take that back. I'm thinking, no, I couldn't really be. You know, they got to be dumber in Russia or Ukraine, for example. Maybe they're dumber in Greece. Maybe they're dumber in Italy. You know, but I mean, to allow this level of pure shit and every single person involved worthless. You know, I mean, worthless. I don't even think God would miss them if you exterminated all of them like bugs. You know, and these people though are the people who are planning on exterminating us. And many of them plan to die in a nuclear conflagration that they're trying to bring on with Russia and Ukraine, even though the CIA and Soros are running the entire show. Because the CIA has been there, not since 2014, but since around 2005 or so. This whole plan of independent Ukraine in the Soros Empire, and Soros also wants to grab Russia and put a puppet in Russia, too, if he can get Putin out. It's the Soros Empire. They even call it the Soros Empire. It's right in your face. I mean, how many times have we talked about Soros till we're sick and tired of it, right? Yet here he is dominating the headlines again. It's the Soros Empire. He's the one that went in there and bought it all up after bankrupting it with the help of his buddies, the CIA, which Soros runs. We don't run it. Soros takes our tax dollars, garnishes our wages, makes it impossible for us. It starves us to death and also, you know, drops bioweapons on us. Then he goes over and takes other countries. You know, you have to understand something. It's not even possible in a horror movie to be this evil. Even in a horror movie, there needs to be some kind of, you know, some sort of morality that you can trace. You know, like, for example, people were evil, they did bad things, and they thought they got away with it, and then later on in the movie, they start getting haunted by something. And that something is the bad deed they did they never repented for. And it wreaks havoc in their household and on their children, and finally they have to come to grips with the fact that they were bad people. I've seen numerous movies with that exact same plot, right? So there's a morality aspect to these horror movies. There is no morality aspect to this. This is just simply genocide, which is what this is, of America, with the idea of keeping everyone focused on Ukraine. And, for example, you know, inflation, gas prices, all that, foisted upon America on purpose, then blamed on Ukraine, as now every week the United States is giving billions and billions to the war effort to keep the war going, even though they're having peace talks. Because the United States wants the war. Because the Democrats will lose, and this is the other thing is, the Democratic Party took over the U.S. The Democrats run the U.S., not Republicans. Republicans have nothing to do with it. The Republicans that are aligned with the Democrats, of course, are traitors or whatever. They're you know, they have jobs and they'll probably get reelected. But I mean, the whole point is it's basically Satanism that captured the U.S. And, you know, as soon as the United States dumb idiots figured out that the churches were infiltrated, I mean, it took long enough for that, right? If you want to get to the root of it, since everything is a spiritual war, the root of it is probably, you know, I can't say exactly when, but obviously if you look at the book of Jude in the Bible, and you look over, you know, how almost every good thing is infiltrated by the enemy and then corrupted. That the United States was infiltrated and corrupted probably about the time, you know, just post the Civil War, probably about the time they built the big, you know, statue of Satan, the obelisk, the Washington Monument, right about that time, I would say, that would be the conquering stake into the heart of America. So the Oval Office and the reflecting pool and the big dick, and the big vagina, and the Oval Office are aligned in permanent Satanhood. You know, I mean, if you just go and look at that, you fly in here, you're from, you know, another planet, and you go, oh, I see. Well, America is mainly dedicated to Satan and the occult. And all the Christmas and holidays, everything, are occultic pagan holidays. The principal force running America is witchcraft. And thank you for letting me know that. So I don't want to move to America because I'd like to be in a land where I am free. There is no freedom. Now the DHS has promised to go after anyone who criticizes the government position on anything will be labeled extremist and will be persecuted. So that means that gang stalking has gone mainstream. Anybody that criticizes Ukraine, anyone that boosts Putin, anybody who criticizes Fauci, even though Fauci is being investigated for a number of crimes against humanity, not that anything will ever come of it, of course, nothing ever does. These people never pay. One of my main things, I think what makes, you know, Girl Next such a movie that's just kind of sticking around, you know, one of the things is it cuts through in terms of, you know, bold, honest statements that are, you know, just an honest, you know, an awareness. I've, unfortunately, you know, I don't see anything out of Hollywood that really cuts to the chase. I mean, I guess they're not allowed to anymore, if they ever did. But, indie films have the ability to do that, but most people that make indie films, to be frank, haven't been through what I've been through. They haven't been through what we've been through. They don't know the truth, most of the producers, most of the directors. So you're not going to get it. You know, you'll get something a little more than, you know, censored, you know, but it's still a struggle to find something honest and true. Oh, what was I just thinking of? I was just thinking of, just certain statements about the world, about things, about the way things are, and all that, you know, is just, you know it when you see it, you know, when you have a conscious thing you're looking at. So with film, you have the ability to you know, open people's minds, at least, with certain truth, but it has to be handled in a fiction way, in an entertaining way. And that could help to open people's eyes in terms of, I was just thinking of something. I mean, I'm kind of scrambled because I'm writing I'm on assignment now, writing a novel now. It's so funny. And it gets me tired. I mean, it really does. But what I'm discovering in this book is I'm discovering all these truths about things, and it just goes back to the same truth. I mean, once you know truth, you know, the thing about truth is that once you see it, you feel it, you know what it is, it's unmistakable what it is compared to the lie. When the truth is there, you know, there's a great deal of comfort, a great deal of comfort. When the lie is moving and it's all subjective and it's, you know, usually then there's deception, and there's usually deception about trying to move in further. What they're trying to do spiritually here is turn upside down everything of God. In other words, Biden is the upside downer guy, right? He's the guy that took all of Trump's, you know, really great programs. I mean, you know, energy independence, low taxes, great business environment, expanding factories, expanding wages. I mean, you know, it was the best economy of my lifetime. Not just by a little bit, by a long shot. And unfortunately, he got rolled, you know, with the biological attack by Fauci. And I don't know how many people Fauci's killed. He's got at least, what would you say, 500,000? He took worldwide. I mean, he's up there. Well, I know the numbers are all like, well, it's only, 3,000 here and 2,000. But, I mean, let's face it. You hear about these people dying every day. You know, I just heard about a guy today. It was like, he was in great shape. He had been an athlete. Then he was, doing some kind of, sport. I forget exactly what it was, but he just fell over dead. Which, a lot of these people now are getting heart attacks. And they had their shots like over a year ago. And they're starting to become, damaged. Now, like 1 or 2 years later, they're starting to get the effects of it. So it's a terrible thing to have witnessed this. But what's even more terrible is I warned the entire world. And, no matter what I say, no one hears me. No matter what I do, it's very frustrating. So I've shut up on, things like Facebook. I just use it for connections. I don't say anything there. Sometimes I'll chime in on, I've lost quite a few friends, usually in the entertainment field, because most of these people are scared to death to say anything. They don't want to be canceled. But I wouldn't say that's what, I wouldn't see that. Don't count on them volunteering to go to the front lines, okay? The people that are involved in, and that includes your rock stars. Entertainment in general. That includes athletes. Sorry, but the cowardice label applies to all of them. They may be the most cowardly people in our society. And the most, ungrown up, if you will. The most coddled, the most, the softest, case in point, Sean Penn going and parading around for another photo op with Ukraine before the real action starts happening, that he's one to send planes, that he's a big gung-ho guy. And, where is he? Is he over there? No. He may go to some place that looks just like Ukraine for another photo op, so you think he's there. The rest of them are all, let's nuke him. Let's nuke who? Putin, let's nuke them. Let's nuke Russia. Screw the Russians. Let's nuke them. And, the problem with that is the level of hypocrisy. We have killed millions of people. And we have killed millions in our name with our tax dollars. We have killed millions of children. And we have killed millions of children in war and never rebuilt. We have done much worse than Putin or, F-Face does, on a daily basis. We have been far more destructive than Putin, than what they attribute Putin to, which is not even, some of these videos and things are from, years ago and just used as American propaganda. America could possibly be the most evil, the most propaganda, the most evil, the most lying, most disgusting, the most despicable people, from stupidity, mainly, that the earth has ever known, which, of course, makes America rife for the, they're finally deciding for the death blow now. And the reason they don't back off is because, I mean, look at the trucker thing. It didn't do anything. You see, they feel they're invincible. The courts don't do anything. Because, you see, the Democrats and the globalists, they're basically all beholden. They have one thing at the end of the day. They're Satanists. This is the pedophile army that Stanley Kubrick warned you about. He said the pedophiles run the world. He could have said the Democrat pedophiles run the world. It's just that simple. No one wants to say it. It sounds ugly. It sounds like, but you see, you have to understand, these people are worthless to you. They're not, let me put it another way. Let's look at it from God's perspective. Is God waiting for them to repent? Well, I guess, God would know, wouldn't he, who would repent and who wouldn't? So if your nation gets nuked, I guess God thought that they probably wouldn't repent. He's not going to worry about his own. Right? So it's kind of like, deducting a little bit, deductive reasoning, you can kind of get to, this idea that, Well, God thinks the people of the United States are useless to him, meaning unrepentant, antichrist, mark of the beast. It's, you know, too late. And, you know, we warned, you know, see, when I started, it was like everything that happened since the Zeff report, all the predictions that we made, you know, I have been extremely accurate. You know, I'm not anywhere near as accurate when I'm just talking on my own, predicting things. I know, though, if it comes from that special place of God, it's almost 100%. And if it isn't, it's my fault. It's not God. It's me. It's my interpretation that's off. But it's been pretty much straight on. And then if you look at the beginning words I had to say, while they went to the destruction of the United States, you know, that called these people the kings of terror. Well, they're in charge. And so you've got to finally use your deductive reasoning. If there is no jail time for somebody who is in, you know, who has all kinds of evidence against them for crimes against humanity, you know, if there are no consequences for what they did with COVID, which is not forgivable, but now that they've shifted into this war thing, they're all off the hook again. Now, that means that your nation, Australia, your nation, America, your nation, Ukraine, Russia, all of you, EU, you're all ruined. And we're ready for the big 90% takeout of humanity. Because it's gotten to the point where if you look at these numbers in the Book of Revelation and you look at some of the prophetic numbers about, you know, up to 90%, it just depends how you do the addition, the math, you know, that by the time you get to the bowls, the vial judgments, you know, the vials and, you know, meaning the shots and all that, the mark of the beast, by the time you start getting up in there, you go, well, are there any nations left? Well, there may be nations, but there's not population. Anyway, there's, you know, nations have been overridden by corporations. There really are no nations. We're just one nation. And quite frankly, it's really, if I didn't have a relationship with God right now, just be able to go there with my grief of you know, it's not even grief, it's outrage that people could be. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. You wonder, how did they get to that point? How did our news media get to this point, including Fox News? People that say, no, Fox News is okay, they're deluded. It's wrong. It's all of them. They're all calling for a big push. And did you notice how, and this is so predictable, you knew that the United States would eventually get into this war, didn't you? Right, sending all kinds of rockets. Pretty soon, you know, encroaching in a way that Putin would find intolerable. And so it could be stepped up. Because in order to, right now, the people are so, I've never seen the people so sad, so demoralized, so disgusted, so angry, all at once, just hundreds and hundreds of billions of people are just absolutely screaming in sadness, disgust, and anger, as Klaus Schwab predicted. So, you know, they figure, okay, so the war is a good thing. We'll keep that going. You know, cue the war. Now we're off the hook for COVID, right? Nobody, you know, let all these sort of like extremists out there prosecute with their lawyers and nothing will happen. Now we're on to the war thing. Okay, so the war is good because it covers inflation. It covers all the stuff they want to do. And I can tell you what they want to do before the midterms. They want to get it to food lines and food rationing. Gas is out. They're going to have to put up emergency public transportation. Your vehicles are done. You're going to lose on those. And then what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to keep the war going. I said, well, because of the war effort, that's why this has all happened. So that dumbass Americans, which they always do, they always believe the politicians. Have you noticed that? They keep believing, oh, that's why we have food lines. How do you think they had a depression here before World War II? How did those people believe that depression? They did. They just went along. They got in line, guys. They just got in line. And they waited for their bowl of soup. They just took it right up the ass. And unless they were told where to go fight in World War II, they wouldn't know their ass from a hole in the ground anyway. That's because constantly the people that are underestimated are these very crafty Satanists that get in, they infiltrate the churches, they infiltrate the schools, they infiltrate everything so that you have to be vetted by them just to have a job. So that's your problem, world. It's, you know, the same thing as young Goodman Brown or any of these other, you can name a million stories about this, Bartleby the Scrivener, a million stories about humanity and how we got to this point. But you would think that if I said, hey, listen, sound the alarm. They're infiltrating the schools. And why are they breaking down the morals of the kids? Why are they sexualizing the kids? They're grooming the kids for use, for money. A lot of money involved. There's more money involved in that than there is in drugs or weapons or any other industry. It doesn't take a genius. So when that begins in your school, you march down to the school and get these people thrown in jail. But no, there's a, but wait a second. There's a corrupt judge and he's letting them all go. And he's saying, and then they start murdering people on the street. And yet if they're the right kind of person, you know, preferably a progressive Democrat, they get let go to kill again. Now there's lawlessness in all the blue states. They're actually drafting some kind of thing to blame it on red states, to say the red states are really causing the crime wave in the blue states. Instead of repenting, that's what they do. And then the people believe it. They go, oh, you see, those red states are causing the violence, not our mayors and our judges. And not these, you know, coddled Antifa and whoever else is out there. That's not happening. It's Trump's fault. And it's Putin's fault now. So Putin has become the new Trump. And it is all of it goes to Satan. All. Every last bit is because they turned. And they were turned, you know, and they're turning. Yes, kids are announcing the Pledge of Allegiance to Satan now. Children, part of their grooming to be able to service the adults for money. Everybody is a prostitute. The woman of the year, Rachel Levine. Is there anyone that could sit there with a straight face and say, oh, please pass the butter. I'll take a little more coffee, honey. Well, it's off to work. Rachel Levine is the woman of the year. Cool. Okay, next. Did we do that? Is that what we did? Because if you do that... No. The mind fuck is to say that this man is a woman. That's... That creates the cognitive dissonance. That creates the insanity within the people. That's a planting a seed of insanity that grows to be completely compliant and totally 100% insane. You know, it's Orwell. Two and two is how much? It's whatever we tell you it is. Okay, and by doing that, they conquered the world. And if Winston can't be programmed, Winston gets a bullet to the head. Mayorkas has already said, anybody that doesn't believe our narrative and parrots it back will be prosecuted as an extremist. In other words, to me, he's just saying we're going to round him up. You don't believe Putin's the bad guy? Round him up. Right. You pro-Trump? Round him up. Yep. You think that these trannies are actually men posing as women? Round them up. And that's where we're at now. If you would all like to go further, just keep doing nothing, and that's exactly where we'll be. That's exactly where we're going to be. Rounded up, thrown in isolation, eating shit for meals, being kicked in the teeth, being robbed, and if you're old, euthanized. And you'll have a horrible death, but we chose that. We all chose that. When I look at the TikTok thing, you know, the reels on Facebook and the TikTok thing, and it's so seductive. I mean, they have it. They show you exactly what you want based on your preferences. It's a way of kind of anesthetizing you, you know, calming you down, almost like a drug. You know, they give me like surfing, and they give me like drumming and rock and roll and other things. And, you know, I'm trying to get them to give me movie previews, but I realize the movies are gone. You know, movies are gone. If you knew the kind of people that were involved in film and these film markets and stuff, if you knew that, I mean, it used to be really sleazy, but I mean, it's like wear protective clothing. It's morals be damned. You know, there are no morals. You know, these people just will be anything you want them to be. I think film brings that, even though they don't make any money, really, I think the thing about film, it just brings out the worst in people. I mean, the industry, I guess it's because we've made it into such an icon in our world. You know, because from film comes like movie stars, and people worship movie stars. But because of that kind of, you know, ethos and mentality, you know, it has bred this like insanity thing about film. Like people are insane about it. And there's really couple things you have to decide if you're going to make films or do anything, you know, write or whatever you're going to do. And that is, are you going to be honest? Or are you going to lie? You see what I mean? There it is again. Are you going to lie? Because if I'd start lying right now, I'd have a fast track to the moon right now. But I don't lie. You know, I just do what I do. And, you know, one thing I realize is that sometimes when I write, it's way above the heads of the people that are reading. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to dumb myself down. I'm not going to rewrite in order so that this guy can understand it. I don't care about, you know, these people that are compromised and full of it. You know what I mean? Oh, this is a great script. Oh, this is bad. They wouldn't know a script if it bit them in the face. You know what I mean? It's all, you know, opinion and you know, and again, they all say they want high concept movies and stuff that really takes your imagination, but they really want to relegate that to Disney and to, you know, propagandist James Cameron, people like that, you know, the Avatar guy. And, you know, to keep those high concepts because they don't want you, the public, to start getting on to the idea that you have some kind of connection to everything, through God, especially through God, but to know that Jesus is actually, you know, it's funny that you look at witchcraft, I said, well, that's like quantum physics. But Jesus is beyond quantum physics, beyond the witchcraft is very temporal, very, very, you know, it requires populations. It almost requires nations to make it work. Like we're under witchcraft here. America is witchcraft. And, so what's beyond witchcraft? What's really meta or beyond? Meta, in this case, would be Jesus, because that's the physics beyond this world. That's the ticket out of the simulacra, the pre-scripted this. They pre-script for us, we get absorbed, and we behave according to the monitors of the ant farm, us, the ants. And so that's how we got the position we're in today. I mean, there's no need going into politics. I'm not going to go geopolitics because geopolitics discussion and debate cannot solve anything. You have to look at everything as a spiritual sickness or spiritual health. It's a spiritual war. And if you try to get into the minutiae a little bit more than that, into whose fault it is, what does it matter? I mean, you know, you got Biden, he's overrun by 1,000 demons, right? He's not even really there. It's really just a program that keeps running him. What is it? So what? The same result is happening. They took over through cheating, and the people didn't do anything. So they're going to rape you again and again and again until you die. They're coming back with the COVID. They're coming back. This time they're going to really be mean, though, because people will be starving. But they'll stop if you fight, you know, obviously. But then if they think you're going to fight, they're going to pre-round you up. You know, so they've got this, you know, if we're going to go down in a nuclear war, we're going to agree. Right now, we are slated to go down in a nuclear war. I said I had a feeling last time that there's a peace talks going on and there may be a peace agreement of some kind. But you see, if that happens too quickly, everyone will jump on Biden again. Right now, Biden's enjoying a little bump in his reputation. He's like, he's a real statesman. Thank God we have him instead of Trump. He really knows how to lead this, how to stand up to Putin and all that crap. Do you like hearing that? Do you like hearing about Biden and the victories he's having, right? How he's, you know, he's taken all this tax money from us and he feeds Ukraine $1 billion a week. Do you like that? You happy with that? Meanwhile, you can't afford your gas. Are you happy with that? If not, you must do something. You can't just lie there because next thing they're going to do is kill you. You know, I don't know. You know, maybe I'd love to see a guy like that Szabo guy from L.A., you know, do like bumper, like go from coast to coast doing, you know, let's go Brandon billboards or something. There would be one way, right? The trucker thing was another idea that fizzled out, I guess. Well, because they went after the gas. How can the truckers really, how can you get that many truckers going if they take the gas out? So they're, they want to kill us. But see, the rule in Satanism, the rule in communism, if you know anything about communism, anything at all, you know this. The whole point is to take the people and degrade them bit by bit by bit by bit until they renounce their faith. Then you kill them. You don't kill them until they renounce Jesus. Because the entire point of communism is Antichrist. That's the entire point. So as long as we're talking about the Lord, you've got to bring Jesus back into the discussion because Jesus is the reason for all the shit that you see on earth right now. It's because of Jesus, you know, because they're anti-Jesus, because it's Jesus is the problem. The biggest threat to the communist of all creation, of all the universe, is the man in Christ, the woman in Christ, the children in Christ. That is the biggest threat to this new world order, to this world order that there is. It's not even a military threat. It's the threat of, you know, the children of the Most High God existing upon the earth for God to deal with. And of course, God will thwart the enemy. That's what they're afraid of, is that what they want is they want people to renounce the Lord because things have gotten tough and people are starving and children are dying, and therefore, what kind of God would allow all that to happen? I renounce. Good. Now let's kill him. You know, what they used to do to Wurmbrand, you know, in the communist prisons is make you have communion with feces and urine. They would do that to the prisoners. To force them into such degradation that they renounce their faith in Christ. And of course, it did not work on Mr. Richard Wurmbrand, Pastor Wurmbrand. It didn't work on him. And then he also understood later that the biggest thing you could do is forgive the communists. He had to forgive them all. And they did, he and his wife. But they had to forgive them for that kind of treatment, especially killing your family in front of you, just shooting them in the head, you know, so you can have them, you know, bleed all over you as your children die. And then what you have to do, according to the Lord, is you must forgive them for what they just did to you. This is going on all over the place, in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. We have Violent and John, the children being raped and killed and beheaded and, you know, and parents and sold into slavery and human trafficking. I mean, this is the norm. And the entire country is the ghetto. And the whole thing is basically sex slavery and you know, hunting of Christians. And it's just, you know, a blood fest. So all of this is happening mainly because I can pinpoint it. You know, when I saw the TWA commercials when I was a child, this idea of jet setting around the world, the way people were dressed, the James Bond films with the debonair James Bond, you know, the womanizer, you know what I mean, somewhat based on a kind of a combination of spy novels meets Hugh Hefner or something, you know, of the 60s, of the early 60s. The response to the Cuban Missile Crisis, i.e. what response? There was no response. There was no response. Stanley Kubrick was the only guy that made a response. It's called Dr. Strangelove, or How I, you know, Learned to, you know, to Quit Worrying and Love the Bomb, or whatever it was. The long title. But I mean, that was the response. It's all satire. You know, men with their little bombs are just basically like, you know, basically the sex drive put into war practice. It was the kind of the thesis that Kubrick was working on. But I mean, the absurdity of humanity itself, the evil of basic humanity left to its own devices, humanity is corrupt and foul and evil and will eventually devolve to its lowest common denominator, which would be mass annihilation of humans. Please stop that out there. So we just have to look at it all as what's happened, and that is it was prophesied that, you know, the end times would be like the days of Noah. You know, and that the Lord comes like a thief in the night, and that, you know, those who are saying peace and safety, I'm kind of rambling through the scriptures, but those who say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes, right? And the arrogance of these Americans, I mean, absolutely evil people who are out there, you know, your Hollywood celebrity, your people that you pay money to see on the big screen, you know, they are clamoring to drop nukes on Putin, not looking into the Soros corruption of the Ukraine or any of the rest of it about Ukraine and the Biden connection with Ukraine, him and his son, Hunter, and, you know, the kind of money they made out of it, the Zelensky and his whole, they don't look at any of that. It's like you say any of that, now you're going to be an extremist. I mean, we let America, due to COVID, America became overnight a totalitarian dictatorship. We have no freedom here. Our freedom ended. We lost it during COVID. I would like there to be a good scorekeeper. I would like there to be a good historian who could remind us what has happened to us. So that when we lose something or when something is taken, we acknowledge it, that it happened at least, And we say, you know what? We lost our freedom during COVID, and we never did get it back. Yes, that's a very interesting observation, but when you really think about it, we never really had freedom to begin with. And all that, you know, freedom isn't free, and the Tree of Liberty's got to be watered by the with the blood of, you know, tyrants and patriots alike and all that. When did that ever happen? That ship sailed a long time ago. You know, you've got a republic if you can keep it. We didn't keep it. We gave it away because we got distracted with something else that they gave us to look at. We got dumbed down in our schools. There are people now fully educated with advanced degrees calling for the nuking of Putin. Now listen, this is an important thing. Thinking that they're not going to get nuked too. Thinking they could nuke someone to get away with it. No matter how many women and children have to die in Russia. I mean, is this the height of hypocrisy? Is this the height of evil? Is this America? I'm ashamed at Americans. But I don't know whether I don't know whether that's appropriate or I should take pity on the sub-IQ people that have gotten. How do they lose their IQ? I don't know, but they did. Or did they lose the ability to reason, to understand that if you launch a nuke on someone and they have nukes, they could easily put one on you too? Where did that logic go? Were you able to discern that? A lot of these people don't have bunkers. They live in Beverly Hills. They live up in Bel Air somewhere. They might have a basement, but I mean, that's not going to protect them from the blowout of L.A. L.A. is going to take out the valley, all of L.A., the entire West Coast down to San Diego will be nothing but just nuclear waste, nuclear winter, whatever, you know, in other words, uninhabitable within 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes of those bombs hitting, that would be the end of it. And yet they proudly stand with Ukraine. What happened there? It sounds to me like God is programming them to bring about their own destruction because he's done with them. That's what it seems like to me. Do they even care about their families anymore? Do they care about their kids? No. If they cared about their kids, they would want to rid the world of nuclear weapons. Now, I'm not saying who's right in this conflict of Russia and Ukraine and all that. I'm not taking sides in it. I don't have any. It's whatever the old grievances are, whatever the thing is they're fighting about, if it goes nuclear, that's it. You know, I'm not, you know, pro-Zelensky and anti-Putin. I'm not, you know, Putin does what he does. Putin hasn't killed as many people as we did in Iraq. We didn't even have weapons of mass destruction. We set up Saddam Hussein, right? Gave him all kinds of money and stuff. And then we decided he's the bad guy. And then went after him. And when we couldn't find WMDs, Colin Powell made it up. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, I see those. Next thing you know, Dick Cheney is explaining why we're bombing the shit out of Iraq and it's hurting nothing but women and children. I mean, why would we do that? How dare we lecture Putin? What the hell's going on here? Now, the main goal today is to steal the money of the United States. To steal all the money. That's why the gas, all that stuff, to steal it. To stop these lifestyles, to put people in food lines. Trust me on this. They want people to be in, they want to ration off the food, but then you're going to have some kind of ID to get your food. Another world of getting you to take the mark of the beast. They're just not going to stop. You know, and the reason is because people are too stupid to figure it out. I have had swallowed this. That my fellow man is half of my intellect. If even that. And I don't mean that to boast that I'm smart. I'm just normal. I'm saying they're subnormal. There's something wrong with them. And, you know, when you get enough of people in the country that are that dumb, what do you think they're going to do? Then the wolves come in and they eat all the sheep. That's what happens. That's what they're doing. But how did they get so stupid? Well, one reason would be programming of TV. The other thing is that the kids were all infiltrated to learn all kinds of stupid shit in school, which is basically about being compliant. The latest thing is they pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ and all that. And I knew they would go further and further. I knew they'd P is already there. They just haven't put the P on it yet officially, but it's coming. As I predicted, how many years ago? Seven. 7 years ago, there'd be a P there. Yeah, because see, it all has to do with getting the kids, you know, sexualized and groomed for the. And God will never allow. Here's my point. God won't allow that. You understand? So if it goes on one more day, then, you know, you could just count on being burned alive somewhere. Or if you're driving down the street, some guy just decides to shoot you. I mean, it's going to go to that road warrior level. That's where they're taking it. Mad Max. That's where it's going. Hunger Games. That's what they want. Dystopia. That's what they want. They know that if they mess with the children, if they abuse the children, they know that's the wrath of God right there. They want to have that contest. They want to prove themselves better than God. The only way to do that is to pick on the children. And that would include late-term abortion, up to a year after the womb? Weeks after, whatever it is, you know, give birth, and then that's called human sacrifice. That's blood sacrifice to their god, the devil. Which they say, oh, the devil doesn't exist, we're atheists. And say, yeah, I got you. Okay, bigger devil. Obelisk. The great F you. You know, the great death cult, right? That's the whole point, is death. The entire point of the entire thing is the death of the world, the death of humanity. And once you get to that point of reasoning, now you have figured out the entire program. So the answer would be, we don't allow it. What do you mean, all that? We put Jesus there in our hearts and our minds. We learn the difference between the way of the world and the way of God. We learn that there's a contest here. Freedom is given to people that follow the Lord. Freedom is not given to people that just have some goal of being, you know, being free or whatever. It takes more than that. And when you get all beat up and all screwed up and all hurt real bad, the only thing that's going to keep you going is faith. Let's face it. A human being, after he gets demoralized enough, will give in. Usually. So anyway, you know, I'm sorry for this rant. This rant is nothing we don't know. It's just that I'm so sick and tired of. Now I've had to turn all of TV's off and everything off because I can't stand looking at these people. I can't stand hearing another day of Joe Biden saying anything. I don't want to hear his stupid, fucked up voice. I don't want to hear this airhead, you know, Kamala Harris or any of these other people. I don't want to hear anything about it at all. I don't consider whatever I belong to, whoever I belong to. I think we all know who we belong to. It's not them. You know, and the club that I'm in, it's a small club. And the only reason everybody isn't in it is because they chose not to be. They wanted something else. They wanted to be cool. They wanted to trade it in for this. They wanted to trade in eternity for 5 minutes of fame. That's their right. You know what? I'm not even criticizing that. But please don't ever, ever tell me that we are good enough to solve our problems. Where we are right now as a nation is perfect evidence that we failed. And It's fine. I mean, you know, it's a heartbreak. You know, I think a few of us chimed in and said, you know, Trump can't save you. I think we did tell you that, right? And the truckers weren't going to save anybody. As noble an effort as that was, and as, you know, I mean, we did end the lockdowns. I mean, they helped with that. But then we shifted into the war. And even more money, that's our money, is being taken and given to Zelensky. Taking the tax dollar of money that we don't even have. Because all the debt that they're just spending like crazy for Cloward Piven, i.e. overthrow the system by overwhelming it with debt. It's so simple. Hasn't anyone had any education? It's so simple to see Cloward Piven. It's so simple to see the strategy of Biden. Bankrupt America, put the people in food lines, make sure they can never fight back, and then kill them all on cue. Got it? Got it? When you see this clown on TV, you understand he is there to kill you. You know, that's his purpose. You know, he is not here to bring peace. If possible, he's to gin up a nuke, try to get Russia to nuke somebody or do something so that they can just, they're chomping at the bit to go into this thing and just start firing away. And then, of course, it would widen, you know, to the rest of the world. These people have been calling the shots that, you know, Biden represents crime, criminality, Satanism, pedophilia, right? He goes, LGBT, you know, you trans kids, I got your back, he says. Of course. If you want kids, you know, get them to go trans. I mean, it'd be very easy to then get them to do what you want. Oh, God, if they could just see. I think it's about time for us to be rescued, folks. If there was a rapture, really, I'd say now would be a good time. You know, if there's a way to wake up in another world, now would be a good time. It doesn't, you know, I guess what I would say is this. Because I've watched it a long time. You know, 20 years I've been doing the Zeff Report. So, you know, I guess that time went by pretty fast. It didn't take long for it to get saturated everywhere, right? But when I started in 2000 or whatever it was, 2001, 2002, I guess. When I started, the churches had already been overrun. We were only then just learning about the shaft of Baal, i.e. Satan, and, you know, Babylonian religions and, you know, the whole, you know, spectrum of witchcraft and countries and different things. And, you know, the bloodline elite control, you know, Club of Rome, Russell Trust, you know, Skull and Bones, you know, Pythagoras, you know, mystery religions, you know, oracles, sorcerers, blah, blah, blah. We started getting into all that back in 2000, you know, and I'd been into it before, having read books by Colin Wilson and other people that just did like an overview of the occult. So I had like a working knowledge. And the thing is, I liked reading about it, but I just didn't, you know, I mean, things like, you know, remote viewing, which is sorcery, which is witchcraft, you know, remote, even things like, of your own recognizance, you know, trying to open portals and go places and do things. It all involves this, you know, somehow this witchcraft gets involved. Well, the witchcraft came from very advanced people, you know, beings. And it was like a science at first. See what I mean? Because it does open, you know, you're talking about opening portals. Well, actual science didn't know about opening portals for quite some time. You know, it again, the witchcraft, a lot of it has to relies on principles, you know, that are backed up by quantum physics, quantum mechanics, various hypotheses within those disciplines. And, the micro-macro situation. In fact, even the nuclear bomb was discerned from, you know, basically the Upanishads and other Vedic documents that inspired Oppenheimer and others. And it had a little bit to do with, you know, you split the atom, the micro, boom, it releases the macro, you know, this big explosion. So you have this kind of stuff that's working on that level. And man ran away with it, you know what I mean? Although he could never really go to the stars, could he? I mean, unless we don't know about it. Now, we've always been of the mind that we don't need to become like Tin Can Man, you know what I mean? Because we know we can, somehow deep down we know we can, you know, go anywhere, we can do anything. When you know, but at the same time, we have this task we have here. But I mean, ultimately, we have the freedom of anything you can think of, and we're not beholden by. For example, I could go there by translation, what someone else would need a rocket ship to go to. Now, I may not be able to do that today, because I mean, I've given God my free will, which means, you know, his task for me to be aligned with him is to walk this baby out. And I, you know, so I blab it all out there with frustration. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I mean, if to see so many people that are useless to God, it's really amazing. Are they useless as people? Well, I guess to the dictators of the world, they're useful idiots, I suppose. But I can't give them much respect as a human being, because they don't really function as a human being. You know, they're basically given whatever they need by the state. They're have become glorified minders, is what most people are in America. They're spying on each other to see who's going to break the rules. And so, you know, I'm kind of done. I mean, would I love to see a revival and a conscious effort to become conscious, to become awake, to become aware of what this is all about? To do that, you have to factor in God, because the only way you're going to know purpose in this life is you're going to have to try to align with God's purpose for you and this life, to figure out, you know, that he is not the head of a death cult and that there is some method to his madness. There are things that God does that are above us. So I've got to trust him. And if I am disturbed or not at peace, by the way, I'm very much at peace now talking to you. I'm very happy talking to you. You know, it's always going to come down to being in the Lord's perfect peace. It's always going to come down to prayer, word, and, you know, deed, you know, spoken word. It's always going to come down to that, and to always claiming the power of the Lord above and beyond. He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. It's going to come down to that every time. God's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts, right? So you cannot predict the ways of God. You can't judge God. And so it's a matter of faith. And the people with the most faith, I mean, right now people are living in kind of what I would call a fool's paradise. They want to nuke Putin, and they want to go to the ball game, and they want to eating, drinking, give it in marriage, you know, same thing as Noah. And so we may well go through a cataclysm. I don't think they get to win, though. I don't think Satan gets to win every time. I think there's a season, and we're right now in the season of Satan, of Satan's victories. I don't think it's forever, though. You know, nothing is forever on any side. It, you know, things, you know, ebb and flow. So no, I don't believe it's a victory for Satan. I'm just saying that, you know, there's there are people that have brought this pain of the gas pump to us, you know, right after COVID. It was also tough then. Now it's really tough. And of inflation and of food rationing, where there wasn't a, you know, under Trump, there was nothing like that. There was not even on the horizon. But they brought it and they blamed it on Putin. They tried to. And they look and they see the people going along with it. Oh, that's because of Putin. Trump really caused it. And, well, it's just very, very difficult. Here, the mask mandate was lifted, and then people continue to wear them, the majority. Well, it's going to come back again now, probably, but I'm just like, I just don't understand. But I do know one thing, that I'd rather be, you know, on this path of truth and be able to, you know, and that's the same thing about stories. You know, with these people, these writers and directors, they want to write something good, they want to direct something good, but they have to taint it. You know, people know it's tainted, and they don't care anymore. I mean, you know, much better to have the truth and let things go where they may. I don't mean Christian films either. I mean just basically storytelling. It was always about truth. Sometimes it'd be something about, you know, a great hero of the Bible or a Bible story, but I mean, all the stories had to be about truth. In the way back, they all had to reveal truth within the characters. The characters had to reveal truth, a certain truth within each one. They had to be, you know, they had to be on a quest. And usually, if there was a good character, they would want something like truth rather than a lie, as per their striving or what they want, what they're working for during the story. And you know, if people are tainted and you know, censored, and if they say the wrong thing in a screenplay, they're going to be docked and never work again. Well, that's going to skew everything toward the lie. And people aren't going to really, you know, they're not going to support it. Well, it used to be a big part of our society. I think film is coming back, and, you know, the box office that I've seen, it looks like for the big blockbusters, you know, there's, you know, for kids, as popular as ever. But as far as adult films, there just aren't that many. And shrinking all the time, you know, a lot of times they'll, well, I'll just let it be what it is. As far as, you know, like I said, the fear of the industry, the industry works on fear. So it's kind of like you're afraid to make a mistake because then, you know, your career is over. So you basically try to play it safe. Of course, playing it safe doesn't really work in the long run, you know, so you've got this dichotomy, this problem. And the reason I think we should want to tell stories is because we want to tell stories. And we want to try to get it right. It gives a great deal of satisfaction to the storyteller and the story receiver to have it right, if possible. That's about all I could do today. I was up at like 2 o'clock writing, and got some interesting, you know, things on the horizon. Girl Next won this weird award. I might as well say it. on Tubi, you know, the big, you know, television company. They had bought our film, Girl Next, and, you know, they had somebody had a contest. I don't know if it was them or somebody. I'm not sure exactly how it went, but it was to take the top 10 most meanest and nastiest movies that exist on Tubi and to list them. One through 10. Guess who number one is? That's right. Girl Next is number one in the meanest and nastiest category. I just about couldn't believe it when I saw it. I put it up on, you know, Facebook, or it's on the Girl Next page or whatever. It's up there. And I wondered, you know, because there are movies from, you know, studio films and all kinds of films from, you know, that were involved. But we had risen all the way to number one, which means, okay, why that's a victory is because our name has grown to that level, and to where we're known. And most indie films disappear. You know, after a few months, you don't know who they are anymore. So this was good. It's not unexpected, you know, not unexpected, because when we did the film, Larry and I, the director, we both decided no pulling of punches, either from the script or from the directing, you know, just, or from the editing. And we didn't. And, you know, we caught a lot of flack for that at first. But then I think, you know, what's happened is that people are very accepting of it, because it's something that let's just put it this way. They say it's mean and nasty. It's not mean and nasty. What it is it's got certain truth in your face. But somehow they're reading it as mean and nasty, but it doesn't really matter. The fact that it was number one in a television station that has thousands and thousands and thousands of assets is really pretty remarkable. It means that, I guess maybe it was all the film festivals around the world that we got into, and we won a few, and, you know, just there was an awareness about Girl Next. That's what I mean. And that has also translated into some sales. And, you know, I think that, you know, not everybody, though. Some distributors want us wiped from the airwaves. Because if you're the meanest and the nastiest, it's like when we just try to get rid of Howard Stern or something. It's on that level. You know, we didn't do anything wrong. We were just telling a story. But we didn't want to pull punches. I mean, you know, certain kinds of punches. Like, what is reality? They're shying away from those issues. So, yeah, I told you about the society documentary thing that's coming along. Yeah, we got some more filming to do in LA, I think, that a couple more people. And it's coming along. It's another controversial thing that deals with it's the way these things are all tied together. They deal with the truth in some way. But honestly, with Girl Next, to me, it was an entertainment. It wasn't like, I'm trying to send you a message. I do that here. At the Zeff Report, you know, the ongoing blog and ministry to prove beyond all doubt that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Period. And, you know, I'm sorry, but when you say way, truth, and life, those are big words. You better be able to back that up. And my how I back it up is just look at the body of Christ. I mean, the real believers, not the fakes, but look at the body of real believers. Get their testimonies of what kind of things God has done for them, and you'll see these are things that man can't do for himself. And there's just too many of those. There's just too many miracles. Sorry. There's just too much. So what I'm going to propose right now, folks, is that, you know, I don't want to say let's take our eyes off the prize. What would that be? Peace. I still said peace a week and a half ago. I had that thought, that feeling, that little premonition about peace talks. And they're still going on. But are there people that would like these peace talks to go on just until after the midterm? For, you know, is America running the show now? You bet it is. America's running the war. Not Ukraine. Not the UN. Certainly not Russia. America's running it, as usual. America runs everything. America runs the world. And by that, I mean, I guess what I mean is that you don't even have to be an American to be America. Right? Soros is an American, but I mean, you don't have to be even that much of an American to be America. America, i.e. Babylon, runs the world. Mystery Babylon. Babylon the Great. And that's what runs the world. And I've seen it so close lately that I've had to, and I know that people know I have the Zeff Report, you know, and like a lot of people in the arts are afraid. I don't know, they're afraid to talk to me, or they want me to go be in the Christian corner with the official Christians cordoned off over there. We can use a velvet rope and cordon them off over there. Over there, it's okay, Z. Go ahead and stand over there. Don't keep hanging around us because it's weird. Why is it weird? I'm not judging you. I'm not even forming an opinion about you, you know, good or bad. I mean, I just figure, you know, that the Lord's got my back, and I can't protect myself against all the wiles of the devil. The people are very smart and very crafty, and they can fool me every time. So I have to rely on the Lord to help me out there. And the Lord has, you know, provided a path. So I don't know what that's from. There's like this phone. I don't know where it is. It's over there. So, you know, I don't know, you know, any other way of getting down the path than the way, which is Christ, which is Jesus, than the scripture, which is he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. Now, that's a true statement. So if I'm in the world, what do I have to do to protect myself, to ensure that I have some way to go? Well, I have to align with the cabal, with the Babylonian death cult. I have to pretend it's not there. I have to pretend that I've never seen anything in my whole life. I see no evil, do no evil, hear no evil. I'm looking the other way, but proving that I'm loyal and that I can be trusted. I'm not going to say anything about, you know, human sacrifice and pedophilia and human trafficking. I'm not going to say anything about anything. All I want is my little career over here. I'm going to do that. Have my little career over here. Here's my little career. Thank you. Get my little career. Sounds like some kind of, you know, torture device, a career. I got my little career. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had to be a little corrupt, but it's, you know, just, you know, I didn't know what else to do. There's nobody else helping me out. You never met Jesus. Well, there's no such thing as Jesus or the devil or any of that. I got to straighten my own act. I've got to make my own moves here. You go right ahead. I was weaker than you. I must be much weaker than you. I'm too weak to make my own moves here. I'm too way out there, you know, just as a character to elicit people's trust. They don't know what I'm going to do next or what I'm going to say, and I don't know what I'm going to say either. So I really don't have any chance like you had. And when they come after you, they tend to kill everybody. That keeps a lot of you in line. But the only one that's going to protect me is going to be the Almighty Lord. That's the only one that's going to protect me. You're not going to protect me. The cabal's not going to protect me. The death cult's not going to protect me. The whore of Babylon's not going to protect me. You know, the Jezebel spirits are not going to, you know, protect me. The den of thieves is not going to protect me. The average, you know, guy that's out there trying to just fend for himself, well, he's so busy doing that, he can't protect me. He'll say whatever they want him to say. I'm a bad guy because I talked about Jesus. I'm a bad guy because I talk about the Lord. But I'm telling you, with what I laid out today, the way I laid it out should prove beyond any shadow of a doubt for any rational human being that there is no way out of this mess without God. Could we at least say that much? There is no way out of this mess without God. There is no way out of the mess without prayer, without communication, without connection, without relationship with the Almighty, which is made possible through Jesus Christ and through the blood, shed blood at the cross of Calvary. Now, that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. And that's the way it's always going to be. And nothing that man can do, and no gimmick, and no rock stars, and no movie stars, or pop stars, or athletic stars, or surfing stars, astronaut stars, or tin can men, or anything else, or science. Wow, what a joke that is. Nothing, none of those things is going to change that truth. When man thinks that it's unfair that we are beholden to an almighty God, we are created by him, that we were created, and that to find purpose, we must align with our Father, with our Creator. And if we don't do that, well, we can adopt a purpose. Like when I was a kid, I wanted to really ride waves and play drums, right? I did that. I got bored with it. I got bored with it. In fact, everything I tried when I was a young person, it seemed to, I just couldn't hold my interest. There's something, just, I'm looking for something, and those pursuits were not it. I'm looking for something. I haven't found it yet. And then I'm shown Jesus, and I'm, you know, as a young person, I reject, I don't own Jesus. Jesus, what that uncool thing that those weird preachers, holier than thou, and then they're buggering the kids, and they're all hypocrites, and don't give me any of that. That was all rigged. Some sort of rigged patriarchy and fallible Bible and contradictions there and different God in the Old and New Testament. That just can't be it. That can't be it. I like the Vedas and Confucius and Buddha and Buddhism, and I like all that stuff. All right? Having tea down at the Bodhi tree and reading these and having esoteric talks with people about esoteric things, meta things, the secrets of the universe, the secrets of being free. Well, I remember we were all going to be set free by the harmonic convergence. Remember that? And we were so looking forward to it. Oh, we were so into it. And then another 25 years after that, we would have, or 12 and a half years or whatever, we would have the end of time, according to the Mayan calendar. But it would be a time of rejoicing. Man would truly go into a cosmic age. The kalpas would be over. The four kalpas of Hinduism, they would be over. The end time prophecies would be fulfilled. But then there would be an Armageddon bypass because of the patriarchal mistakes made by the authors of Christianity. So that's all been a test. A test. It's all been a test. And what's the test? Well, with all the evidence that Jesus is fake and God is fake and the Bible's fake and this is fake and that is fake, it's on the same level as, you know, we got the Vedas and we got the Buddhist sutras and we got the, you know, we got Zoroastrianism, we got all the philosophers of Western and Eastern sciences, we got D.T. Suzuki, we got all kinds of stuff, you know. Alan Watts and... who was that other guy that was, he was up here? Ram Dass. Remember Ram Dass? Be here now. Right? Drug culture, free love, hippie culture, free sex, free abortions. Nothing new under the sun, though. Everything had already happened before. They'd always thought they found, you know, nirvana when they could do what they want with the flesh when they're 22 years old. Because, of course, because that's all you really want to do when you're 22 years old. God made it that way, so people that age would have children. It also happens to be with the people that age have the most athletic prowess. And, yes, they have the most sexual prowess. And they can have a lot of fun using all that stuff. But, see, then that changes. We go like seasons, and then we get older, more feeble, more but smarter, more wise, more feeble, more, you know. And then you realize most of my pursuits were just about sex. You know, do this, be that, be an icon, make them want you, make them love you. Whether you're chasing or being chased, right? It's all the same dance. It's a dance. It's a dance. It's a fertility dance. It's all one big fertility dance. And so through that dance, there is no there because it doesn't lead to what you know in your heart is true, which is eternity. So people have settled. They've said, well, there probably isn't an eternity. I'll just settle for this. I want them to respect me and like me. Well, they do the same thing to get a job in the State Department. They want to be heard. They don't want to just be down the road, hall in their office. Some of these people want to be heard. Some of these people hate the idea of humanity, and they want to blow it up. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to give... you know, much more in the terms of just ranting like that. It just seemed like a, you know, it's a waste of time because we already know it's like, you know, we already know it. I share it because how much more mind blown can you get? How much more blatant can the hypocrisy get of America? You know, I have to live here and to see these people cheering on, nuking somebody, and you know, now Biden's saying they're a war criminal after all the shit he's pulled. Folks, what do you say about this? Biden saying that Putin's a war criminal. So he's going to try to do to Putin what they did to Trump, the same thing, you know. And Saddam Hussein, you know, they tracked Saddam Hussein down and to kill him. See, he literally wants to do that. And I'm like, based on the grounds that Biden is pure He's never attacked or hurt children and went into Iraq or did any of these things. He's done nothing. And I just literally can't stand it. Turn off everything. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I know what they want to do. I know they want to destroy you and your family. I know they want to destroy, they want to take the population down to a good, 500 million people. I know what they want to do. They've already published about it. They've told us. And if you repeat their publishings, you could actually get in trouble with DHS by just simply repeating what they've already said about themselves. Isn't that something? Winston, are you listening? If Klaus Schwab writes about the Great Reset that, it may end up killing, 8 billion people or whatever it is, and we mention, hey, by the way, they don't mind killing 8 billion people, you are going to fail your credit score. You need to be, you're an extremist. No, I'm just repeating, I'm just reading what the other guy wrote. It doesn't matter. What's 2 and 2? Oh, we're already there, huh? We're already there, huh? What I would like, it's just hard for me to believe these hypocrites. It's hard for me to believe. It's a good thing I'm not on Twitter. Good thing I'm not, because I would be, all over them with facts, accuracy, fact. And then they would say, you're an extremist because you don't agree with me. I'd say, no, you did this, 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 and this. No, you're an extremist. Because I noticed that you did this. No, you don't understand. Those of us who were in the club, we didn't see anything. I didn't do any evil. I didn't lie to the grand jury. I just told them, whatever I told them, it's what I thought at the time. I see. The best way to live, then, if you live a lie, you have to keep working at the lie to make it work out. You gotta quest for the truth. Now, the truth, I think you have to keep dividing the truth from the lie on a daily basis. I don't think you just get it one time and that's it. I think it's a process, too, of, straightening out the truth away from the lie and being able to see it. Biggest one is, well, what's the purpose of this world? Is it to bomb, Ukraine or Putin or whatever? No, it's not. It's not war. Is it controlling people, like the and putting them into a totalitarian regime where they can't say anything or they get hauled off? No, that's not the purpose of life. Those are desperate cowards, people that just have a need to control other people. And the thing is, we just have to, on things like that, you just have to ask the Lord for that miracle. The Lord, is the only one standing in their way. Now, all this is true. And I know that when they hear this, they get mad, they drop me as a friend and all that. But I have nobody in Ukraine that I want to bomb. And there's nobody in Russia. I just like it to stop. Blessed are the peacemakers. I don't want to see a nuclear war. I don't want to see a war in Ukraine. I don't want to see us do another war in Iraq. We just kill a bunch of children and with no remorse. I don't want to see that. It's ugly. It's anti-God. It's anti-Christ. It's anti-life. But frankly, it's the people who are, pro-life, ethics, morals, things like that, common sense. Those are the people who should lead, who should be in positions of power, not these people in there now, because all it is now is a big free-for-all. Anyway, I'm going to go. Yes, that is. Okay, I will see you next time. God bless you. Each and every one, and hopefully, I've got to figure out what to do with this podcast. I mean, if you guys like just audio, which is fine, then they're longer podcasts, and they're, you know, I stayed away a few days this last time because nothing had changed. I thought I would wait until there was some kind of a peace deal in place, if there would be, and I don't know about that. I can't, you know, I'm not going to stake my life on it. I just had this little premonition. If that turns out to be true, then that would be a time to start talking about how to repair. I mean, it's like the people here haven't had a chance to repair, haven't even had a chance to catch their breath. You know, before it was COVID, this, that, all of a sudden war. They've never, you know, inflation, can't get to work, changing the economy, you know. All this stuff is to keep you down, you know that. To stop you from fighting back. All right. No, the best way to fight back is always going to be the Lord. Mm-hmm.